Okay. Today is Daf Nun Gimel. Daf Nun Gimel has nothing to do with Sefer Bava Metzia. It's an entirely tangential Daf dealing with the topic of Maaser Sheni. Maaser Sheni. We said it yesterday in passing, and the Gemara picks up on it, and the entire Daf will be about Maaser Sheni. It's an interesting Daf. A little hard, not like Tagrei Lod, but not Agadata either. Okay, here we go. We're up to Gufa. Gufa. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines from the bottom. Gufa. Amar Chizkia. Chizkia said yesterday that Maaser Sheni, She'ein Bo Shava Pruta, if Maaser Sheni does not have a pruta, it's not worth a pruta, it's less than a pruta, how do you redeem the Maaser Sheni? You don't want to take this to Yerushalayim. You want to take money and spend it there. How do you redeem it's less than a pruta? So Chizkia had a good idea. What he said was, Omer, he said, Hu V'chomsho, the less than a pruta and the fifth that you have to give, is mechul al mos harishonot, is redeemed on the original money. What do you mean the original money? What happens is as follows. When somebody had Maaser Sheni, they wanted to redeem it. Let's say they had $100 worth of Maaser Sheni. They would not use $100 bill. They would not. Why? Because they were afraid that maybe there's $101 over here worth of Maaser Sheni. It's exactly to the penny. No. People would always use more cash, more money than the Maaser Sheni. Why? To be safe. So now you have less than a pruta left. There's plenty of room in that $100. Really only $85, $90 worth of Maaser Sheni. You used $100 because you wanted to be safe. Certainly left over. So the Moser Rishonot, then what happened was you redeemed your Maaser Sheni and you forgot. Your kid took one grape or something and he was playing with it over there. It's also Maaser Sheni. That's not worth a pruta. So, don't worry, it's no problem. I already have extra room. The article uses that word. It's a good word. I have extra room in my money to increase, make more Maaser Sheni there. That's what you could do. Lefisha iel shalol adam l'tzam tzema osav. It's impossible for somebody to be so exact. Impossible. Meisve. Wait a minute. I have a kasha on this from a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah? Yes. It's a Mishnah. Mishnah in Chala or Mishnah Bikurim? It's Mishnah in both places. The Mishnah says as follows. Truma, we all know what Truma is. Vibikurim, we all know what Bikurim is. Truma is first grain, Bikurim is first fruits. Both of it goes to the Kohen. Chayavan alehen Misa. If you eat it, b'mezid, chayav Misa. Misa b'de Shemayim. V'chomesh, if you eat it by mistake, you're chayav a fifth. Okay? V'asurim lazarim. And a czar is not allowed to eat that. We just said 2 seconds ago that if you eat it b'mezid, you're not allowed to. You chayav a misa shemayim. And if you eat it b'shogeg, you chayav a chomesh. What do you mean b'asurim lazarim? What does that mean? Isn't that redundant? What? What? It's totally extra. Totally extra. So some rishonim hold that there's no iser of that even chatzig shir. It's Asur Fazarim. I might have needed a makar for that. That's who says that? Tosfos the Rosh says that. The Rashba says that since the Isser is only for people that are Tomei or people that are Yisraelim. So we need another sentence to tell me that it's Asur. And the Meiri says Asur here means Asur Bahana, which is a big chiddush. I don't know if that's Paskin that way, it's Asur Bahana for a Zor to deal with Truma, maybe. Okay. V'hein Nichse Kohen, and the Truma and the Bikurim are called the Nechasim of the Kohen. What does that mean? That means he can be Kaddish and issue with it. It's his. The Olim Be'echar Umeya, and it is Batal in 1 and 101. Okay? So if one Truma kernel falls into 45 non-truma kernels, all 46 become truma. They don't become truma. No, Yisrael is allowed to eat that. Only a corn could eat that. But if it's 1 in 3,000, then he can eat it. No problem. Now, they actually learned that out of a pasuk. Where did 100 come from? Where did 100 come from? So the Zifri, says that the pasuk says in Bamidbar, Es mikdoshai mimenu. It's actually might be this week's parsha. No. What's this week's Pasha? Shlach? It's either this week or next week. that pasuk is talking about Trumas Meiser. It turns out I have a hundred bushels. I give 10 of them to the Levi. The Levi gives one of those to the Kohen. It's 1 out of 100. 1 out of 100 of my stuff is going to a Kohen. So what do you see? There's a remez that 1 out of 100 is batal when it comes to Truma. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, V'olam v'echad v'meya. You see the Rashi? It's like 6 lines down from where we are. Tzrichin echad u'meya levatal. You need 101. Ein bitl barov. It's not bitl barov. Masha ein kein b'meiser. Unlike meiser, the bitl barov, batl barov, v'lo bai echad u'meya. You don't need 101. Right? So there's a big machlokas. What does Rashi mean by this? Did he mean, do you need 60? Do you need shishim? Or you don't even need that? 1 out of 2. 2 out of 3, right? As long as it's bitl barov. That's a big machlok. It's a big discussion. Okay. Now, says the Gemara, the final line. What? What? That's an interesting question. Could you be Mekadosh Yisraelis? Because when she's your wife, she's allowed to eat it. I don't know. Only after Nisuin anyway. But that's only Midrabanan. Midaraisa, you can eat it, but we have a Gzeira, because she's going to bring it home. Or what? Or it'll become a Mekach Tos. But. What? So what? That have to be for Kedushin? What if you give her a CD? It's not going to mature in 20 years. I don't know. But for Kehenes, for sure could. But by the way, Rashi points out, well, you can't be Mekadosh and Isha with Maaser Sheni. So Rashi says, no. This mission holds like a mayor, that Maaser Sheni is Mamon Gavo. It doesn't belong to you. It belongs to Hashem. Okay. Also, V'tu'un and Rechitas Yadayim, you have to wash your hands before you eat Truma, and the hair of Shemesh, you have to wait for sundown before you eat Truma. That's the first mission in Shas, right? You have to wait for sundown before you eat Truma. Not the first mission in Shas, I'm sorry. It's the first daf in Shas. Harei elu b'truma u'bikurim. All these halachas apply to truma and bikurim. Masha ein kein b'maiser. Doesn't apply b'maiser. My masha ein kein b'maiser. What doesn't apply b'maiser? Lav, isn't it michlal d'maiser bittel b'ruba? Maiser can be bittel b'rov. Right? Maiser, you don't have to read 100. Rove is good enough. Whether it's Rove or 60, we said it's Machlokas, but Rove is good enough. Now, wait a minute. What does that mean? That means if Meiser Sheni, I have a Meiser Sheni apple, and it falls into 7 other apples, it's Bittel, Bottle. It's Bottle Barove. Right? Such a thing as Bittel. The whole daf, most of the daf is going to center on this question. V'im isa b'dechizkiya, but if Chizkiya is right, that what? That you could take one apple, which is mistama worth less than a pruta, and redeem it with the rest of the Meiser Sheni that you have, then havalda v'sheyesh lamatirin. It becomes something that will become mutter. V'chol davar sheyesh lamatirin, anything that will become mutter, afilu be'elef lo bazel. Even 1 in 1,000 was no such thing as bittel. How can this Meiser Sheni become bittel? It's a davar sheyesh lamatirin. I can get it to become mutter. How can I get it to become mutter? By redeeming it. I feel less than a pruta. Chizki says, no problem. No problem.
What's the pruta question?
What?
Why the less than
a pruta? Because until Chizki came along, we didn't know that if you have one apple is worth less than a pruta.
But you can always redeem it.
But we didn't know that until Chizki came along. As a matter of fact, there's a machlokas we've shown him whether this question is on Chizki or on everybody. In other words, a universal question. It's a universal question. Forget Chizki. Chizki happens to be, since Chizki made a statement,
he's giving us a shear.
What?
He's only giving us a shear.
Right. Which that shear is going to be fleshed out soon anyway. But the point is, till he came along, let's say we're going like this. Till he came along, nobody knew. Nobody knew that you could redeem a pruta. Less than a pruta? Nobody knew that. I would have thought, if it's less than a pruta, you're stuck with it. You have to schlep it to Yerushalayim. You're stuck with it. Now I heard, no, you can redeem it in less than a pruta. There's no problem. You know why? Because Jews are they're so interesting people. They always give over X. They always redeem extra money. They want to make sure they're safe. Right? They don't want to, well, I have 100 bushels of wheat. That cost $100. I'll use $100. Nobody would do that. Because if it's worth $105, $101,
the eating tevel. They didn't redeem it. So they would always make an extra few dollars just to be safe. So a few extra dollars certainly is more than half a pruta. So it's always leftover money. So Tilchitzki came along. Some say that he just said it. Some say he's b'chadish it. Whatever it is. The point is, now how can this Mishnah tell me that I can't, that Meiser Sheni is bittel berov? Why is it bittel? We have a rule. Kavar sheyesh matirin, afilu be'elav lo batel. So why can we resort to Chizkiyah? Why can we ever resort to Bittel? Why can we ever resort to Bittel? Okay?
Why is something less than a fruit in this Mishnah? It's not.
That's what we're talking about. What if Chizkiyah came along and said... It's not. It's not. But if Chizkiyah is correct, you're always away. Even if it's like, want to tell me it's less than a fruit, it's one apple. By the way, it has to be less than a pruta. Because we're talking about one item. Mustama, one item is less than a pruta. We're not talking about an entire bushel worth $5 fell to the truck. Could be.
No, it has to be more than a pruta. Specifically, you're talking about Kedushin, Kedushin has to be more than a pruta. So you want to
Right. It could be more than a pruta. But we're talking about bittel. When it comes, the mission is just contrasting. When it comes to Truma, we're so machmir. Why are we so machmir? You get mitzvah to eat it, you have to wait till sundown. By the way, by Meiser Sheni, if you're Tomei, you don't have to wait till sundown. You don't have to wait till the night falls. You go to the mikvah. That's all. So Truma's so machmir. Truma's 101. 101 has to be bittel. Masha enkei b'meiser. What does Meiser require? Rov. Why does it require Rov? Now we're asking an unrelated question. Now that you've said that Meiser Sheni requires Rov, how could that be? It's a Dovah Shigesh Lomatirin. I have a way out. So the Gemara says, by the way, the Rishonim ask, wait a minute. Meiser Sheni is always a Dovah Shigesh Lomatirin. You know why? Take it to Yerushalayim and eat it there. Take it to Yerushalayim and eat it there. Why would we ever forget Chizkiyah? Forget this issue. Right? Forget Chizkiyah. Take it to Yerushalayim.
I answered a better question. It's a shame. You know what? We have established that you can redeem it. Everybody knows you can take
it. Right, but now.
Pruta, no pruta doesn't make a difference. I'm inside that upper Galil.
Right.
I have an apple. The apple will not make it down to Yerushalayim.
Right.
I can redeem it.
So until Chizkiyah came along, we didn't know you could redeem less than a pruta. We didn't know that. We said yesterday, it's a chashuv. So Chizkiyah came along now, lump it with the rest of the Meiser Sheni, it's no problem. Now we're asking, how could you ever say it can be bittel davar shel matirin? Forget this. How could you ever say it's bittel? Shav it to Yerushalayim. Oh, so by the way, that's a huge chiddush. So there's three answers to this question. How could you ever take it? How could you ever say that a Meiser Sheni can be bottle? You always have an out. What's the out? Take it to Yerushalayim. So Rashi asked that question. Rashi says, but he doesn't ask it, but he answers it without asking it. You know, Rashi says it. Rashi's talking about the Meiser Sheni is Tomei. So it's Tomei. If it's Tomei, you can't take it to Yerushalayim anyway. You're not allowed to. You don't have that out. In the Kanami, if it wouldn't be Tahar, you would have to do that. But we're talking Meiser Sheni Tomei. Meiser Sheni has to be redeemed. Okay, that's Rashi's answer. Tosfos says that we never say Dover Sheyesh Lo Matirin if it costs you a tircha to do it. It's an unbelievable statement. We actually paskin this way. We never say Dover Sheyesh Lo Matirin if it causes you a tircha. You know where this comes up? This is a halacha paskin in the Shach paskin this way. Let's say. No one should ever do this, but let's say your melachic dishes and your fleshic dishes look exactly the same. They're exactly the same. Somehow you know the difference. And what happened? The maid put back one fork, a melachic fork, in the fleshic fork. Now, it's bottle in the forks. Right? Now, you say, wait, where's the melachic one? Oh, the maid put it in the fleshic one. Right? Now, what do I have to do? I have two choices now. I could say it's bittel, it's bottle barov. Or I could say, well, Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. I can go toivel them all, or go do hagal on all of them, right? The answer is we don't do Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin if it causes a tircha. Ah, okay, tircha is that to go to the mikvah. That's what the Shach says. Maybe in those days it was more of a tircha. You hear this? Same thing over here. The big tircha to slap it up from the Galil. Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin does not apply. What? No. For example, chametz. We say chametz is a Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin, not tircha. Muksa. If the davar sheyesh lo matirin, it's going to happen anyway. No tircha. After Shabbos, it becomes muksa. After Shabbos, the muksa is over. That's the davar sheyesh lo matirin without a tircha. Right? That's the second answer. Third answer of the Ramban is, this is also a fascinating answer, which turns the whole Ma'aseh Sheni on its head. He says, we don't say a davar sheyesh lo matirin if that's not its intended use. In other words, the intended use of Ma'aseh Sheni is to redeem it, not to schlep it. So davar sheyesh lo matirin, you could schlep it. But that's not in its intended use. Its intended use is not to schlep it? Okay. Okay? Now the Gemara says, Ubi Mai, who said, the Masha Ein Kein, but Meiser, the Bittel Barova, who said that Meiser Shani is Bottle Barov, Dilma, maybe, Lo Bottle Klau. Maybe it's not Bottle at all. Right? It's not Bottle at all. Right? So the Gemara says, no, Lo Mata Zamar Tahachi. Don't even think that. You know why? The Legabe Truma Chumer Truma Katani. Kulik the Truma Lo Katani. This Mishnah was pointing out all the Chumers of Truma. Not the coolers. Therefore, to say that Truma is so makel, 1 in 100, and Meister Shani is so machmer, never, that we don't say. Okay? Where am I? One minute. The Rabbi Truma, Chume Truma Katani, Kula Truma Lo Katani. Aye, Vakatani, Vehe Nichse Kohen. Vakatani. Vakatani, hein nichse kohen, right? This is a kula. That to say that, well, if it's truma, it's so makel, you can mekadesh one with it. But ma'aser sheni, no, belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you can mekadesh each with it. So what do you see? Not so true. So Gemara says, lo tzalka daitach. Don't even think for a minute. Don't even think for a minute that ma'aser sheni can't become batel. Why not? The Tanya, the Hedya, ma'aser sheni batel peruba. Ma'aser sheni is batel berov. Ube'ezer shir, ube'ezer ma'aser sheni amru. What ma'aser sheni are we talking about over here? But ma'aser sheni she'ein bo shava pruta, or it's not worth a pruta, or the shenichnas liyushalayim, or you took it into Yerushalayim, the yatza, and then you took it out. We're gonna have a rule about it. You're not allowed to do that. Once it steps foot in Yerushalayim, it's stuck there. You can't take it out. Now, so don't think for a minute that ma'aser sheni can't be batel. It can. If ma'aser sheni can be batel, our question returns. V'mitzel d'chizkia, if chizkia is correct, lavad leila d'chizkia, why don't we just say chizkia's rule, v'necha le'al mos harishonos, and why don't we just redeem it on mos harishonos, right? Okay. Right? Why did the Brisa say Bittel Barov? We have a much better option. What's the option? We'll follow Chizkiah. So the Gemara answers, Delo Parik. No, you didn't redeem any other Ma'aser Sheni. How that could happen? It happened. You didn't redeem any. Something else to redeem. So you're stuck. There is no Davar Sheni Shematirin. There is no out. Therefore, we have to resort to Chizkiah. Okay? So the Gemara says, V'netzi Ma'aser De'itzlei. Why don't you bring other Ma'aser that are required, Finhu, and we'll combine the two. Right? So the Gemara answers, no. The Gemara assumes right now that the Ma'aser Sheni that's less than a pruta is mixed up with other things. You know there's one grape, your kid took one grape off the Ma'aser Sheni and threw it into the other pile of chulin grapes. Not enough to be mevatel it though. And now you know, now you're going to take all that and be mechul it on real Ma'aser Sheni. That you can't do. So Gemara says, "V'nesi Ma'aser." So bring more Ma'aser. The itzlei, v'itrafidu, and combine them. So Gemara says, "No, the Raisa Durbanan, lo mitzdarfi. You can't combine the pun apples and oranges. You can't combine the Raisa Ma'aser Sheni with Durbanan Ma'aser Sheni. Ma'aser Sheni in a mixture is considered Durbanan, and real Ma'aser Sheni is Raisa. You can't compare the Raisa Durbanan. Why? Because mid Raisa, the mixture Ma'aser Sheni is not considered Ma'aser Sheni." With the rest, it's not Ma'aser Sheni. With Darbanan, it is. So you can't, it's two different levels of Ma'aser Sheni. It does not work. It says the Gemara, V'nesi Demai. So why don't you bring Demai? Demai is only Aser mid Darbanan. Min HaTorah, we assume everybody is Adam Kosher. And now this is Ma'aser Sheni. We're not sure. Did the guy take off Ma'aser? Did he not? But we don't know about this person. So take Demai. Take the Ma'aser Sheni Darbanan. Lump it all together. And redeem it on money. They're both Darbanan. So the Gemara says, I don't want to do that. Dilma asil asui vaday. I might come to make a mistake, and I might come to bring vaday things also, and then again, then you have a deraisa, derabanan problem, it won't work. So the Gemara says, v'nesi shtei prutos. So I should bring $2. $2 bring. V'nechalel alayhu meiser. and I will redeem the miser bepruta umechsa with 1.5 prutas, v'nichlal hai al ha'ech yisera. And then I'll have left over in the money to be redeem my suffik. In other words, take $2. Take some miser sheni. That's not worth $2. For sure not. Redeem it on the money, on the 2 prutas. You'll have left over in the 2 prutas, exactly what Chizki said to do. It's exactly what Chizki said to do. And then in the 2 prutas, I'll have left over, and I can redeem my half a pruta. Okay, I do that. So the Gemara says, Mi Savritz, do you think pruta umechsa tafsa shtei prutas? Do you think that a pruta and a half is big enough? Lo. Pruta tafsa pruta v'chati pruta tafsa pruta. The pruta will cancel out the pruta. V'chati pruta lo tafsa. But a half a pruta won't work. What Rashi points out, what the Gemara is saying is as follows. Chizki said to do this, right? Chizki said, take a little bit, take your suffix, and redeem it on more money, right? What Chizki meant was, don't use a pruta. That's too small of a coin. You might run into the same problem of going over. Use a big coin. Use a dollar. Use a $10 bill. Use a big coin. There's certainly enough room never to run into a suffix. You're going to bring 2 prutas, and with real Meister Shani and fake and suffix Meister Shani, you know what kind of problems you're running into? Chizki said it's okay? Yeah. Chizki was talking about an Isser. Oh, a huge coin. Yeah, there'll be enough in there. It won't be a problem. Hadar, because why? Hadar havel deraisa v'derabanan, deraisa v'derabanan, lo mitzdarfi. It doesn't work. Why? Again, because real Meister is deraisa. This mixture of Meister Shani is a derabanan. You can't combine deraisa and derabanan. Didn't Chizki say exactly that? Yes, Chizki was talking about a big coin, which is the Gemara's next question. For Nisi Isser, bring a big coin, and then if you bring a big coin, you have no problems. So Gemara says, Dilma Asi Lasuye Peprutos. No, you might come to bring Prutos. Okay? So, we started off by saying that why don't we resort to Dovah Shei Shalom Atirin? Why don't we resort to Dovah Shei Shalom Atirin? Why do we have to have Chizki as, I'm sorry. Why when there's Bittul Barov? Why is there ever Bittul Barov by Meister Shani? What about Chizkiah's option? Chizkiah's option is a Dovah Shei Shalom Atirin. What's wrong with Chizkiah's option? Why do we ever say Bittul by Meister Shani? We have a Dovah Shei Shalom Atirin. What's the answer to that question? The answer is because you didn't have, or you didn't have enough. All these answers. Right? Those are the answers of the Gemara. You didn't have enough, you didn't have. So otherwise it wouldn't be true. Okay? Therefore, Chizkiah's option is available. Okay? Ask the Shailas Yavitz. Bottom line is, it's Dovah Shei Shalom Atirin, no? Dovah Shei Shalom Atirin. You don't have any coins. Go get some coins. It's a Dovah Shei Shalom Atirin. Bottom line, we didn't answer the question. Why are you resorting to Bittul? It's a Dovah Shei Shalom Atirin. What are our answers? Oh, you don't have any coins. What kind of answer is that? Go get some coins. So the Shailas Yavitz answers as follows. This whole idea of a Dovah Shei Shalom Atirin, afilu be'elev lo batal, that's a din derabanan. Midor Raisa, there's no such rule like that. Midor Raisa, Bittul Barov works. Tachachon came along, if it's a Dovah Shei Shalom Atirin, we're not allowing Bittul to work. So says the Shailas Yavitz, in a case like this, the Neverer goes or it. Right? And therefore the rule goes back to the Doraisa rule, Bittul will work. Okay. Now, the next thing that the Mishnah said was, the Braisa we quoted was, that if you leave Yerushalayim, you bring Meister Shani to Yerushalayim, and then you leave Yerushalayim, you're stuck. Why? Because this you did an aveira by taking it outside of Yerushalayim, you can't eat it now. So now the Gemara says, v'shenichnas liYerushalayim, if you went into Yerushalayim, v'lihadar, and then you walked out, I'm sorry, v'yatza, you walked out, then what's the din? It'll become, you can make a bittul barov. You can eat it if it becomes bittul, right? Then you can eat it, it's bottle. So the Gemara says, v'amai, why is it bittul barov, right? V'lehadar v'na'ayleh, walk back into Yerushalayim. Go back in. What's the problem here? Go back in. Go back into Yerushalayim. We're going to answer it on the base. Yerushalayim was destroyed in the meantime. So we're going to answer that. Go back in. So the Gemara says you can't go back in. You know why? B'shenitma. No, it was Tameh. It got Tameh. Tameh Ma'is Hashem, he can't go into Yerushalayim. Special din. So the Gemara says, fine, good. So V'nifrake. So can't you redeem it? The Amar Rebbe Lazar, Menayin LeMaaser Sheni SheNitma. How do you know, Maaser Sheni that got Tame Shepodin also? You're allowed to what? You're allowed to redeem it. So the Gemara says, Afilu be Yerushalayim, even in Yerushalayim, Shenemar, because it says, Lo Suchal, Ki Lo Suchal Se'eso. You're not able to Se'eso. What does Se'eso mean? The Ain Se'es, El Achila. Se'es means nothing but eating. Shenemar, like it says by the, when Yosef had the meal with the brothers in Vayigash, Vayisa Masos Me'es Panav. He gave them food. So you see, it's, you can't eat it. And if you can't eat it, you're allowed to redeem it. So the Gemara says, you know what? We're not talking about food that's Maaser Sheni. The Ella Belokeach Bekesef Maaser Sheni. We're talking about food that you bought with Maaser Sheni money. That's what we're talking about. It's not really Maaser Sheni. It's food you bought with Maaser Sheni. So the Gemara says, Lokeach Bekesef Maaser Sheni, Nami Lifbuke. You can even redeem that. Ditanya Ditnan, Halokeach Bekesef Maaser Sheni. If somebody buys food with Maaser Sheni money, which is what you're supposed to do with Maaser Sheni money, Shenitma Anakatame, Yifte, you redeem that too. That's not even Maaser Sheni. Think about how far we're allowing the redemption. It's not even Maaser Sheni. What is it? It's food you bought, Maaser Sheni. It's an orange. But you're allowed to redeem that. So the Gemara says, no. Kirb Yehuda, according to Yehuda, the Umar who says, Yikaver. That you cannot redeem. And if that becomes Tameh, you have to bury it. Okay? You have to bury it. Now the Gemara says, wait a minute. Irab Yehuda, if we're talking about the Shita of Yehuda who says you have to bury it, then my area Yatza. Why did you have to leave Yerushalayim? Afilu lo yatanami. Even if you didn't leave. We had a whole thing, you left. Leaving is irrelevant. Why? It's Tame. Of course, then you have to bury it. So that can't be the pshat. It's impossible for us to be the pshat. Ella, you're right. La'olam b'tahar. Really, it was tahar. It was tahar. It was pure Maaser Sheni. You forgot. You're going on a tour. You stepped outside the wall. Too late. You stepped outside the wall. Once you step outside the wall, you've now passed that Maaser Sheni. Umay yata. And what does it mean? You went out. Dinafal mechitos. The walls of Yerushalayim fell down. There's no more walls. The Omar Rava. Therefore, what happened? The walls fell down. And therefore, you can't eat Maaser Sheni anymore. Because we're going to see in a minute, you can only eat Maaser Sheni when the walls are there. And there's no walls. They're gone. The Romans came, they're gone. Aye, for Amar Rava. Rava said, that's not true. Mechitza lechol doraisa. That mid doraisa, you have to have the walls there. But mechitza's liklot, once you go into the city, liklot means to catch. Once you go into the city, and the Maaser Sheni has, so to speak, been caught. In other words, it's been accepted in the city. Once that happens, right? You can no longer redeem it. Derabanan. That's the Derabanan. Right? The Chigaz Derabanan. When did Derabanan make such a Gzeira? Ki es no mechitos. When the walls are there. Ki es no mechitos. Logaz Derabanan. There's no such Gzeira. There's no walls. There's no such Gzeira. So therefore, you should be allowed to redeem it. And therefore, our question comes back. If you're allowed to redeem it, it's a Davos Sheishol Matirin. Okay? So the Gemara answers, no, Rav is not correct. You said that low plug. It's a low plug. The Rabbanon, low plug, the Rabbanon, bein de'isnu v'chitzos, bein lesnu v'chitzos. We don't make a distinction between whether or not you have v'chitzos. It's a low plug. Rav thought there's a big difference. There's no difference at all. Low plug. Okay? That ends the discussion. No, that doesn't end anything. Because we're going to continue. There's actually a lot of halacha l'maisa things that come out of this Gemara about Maaser Sheni b'zman hazeh. A lot. It's all here. It's all in this daf. Now, getting back to what Chizki said in Amar Aleph, Chizki said that Maaser Sheni less than a pruta, you could redeem, right, on other money, right. So Rav Huna by Yehuda Amar Rav Sheshes Chadak Tani. He says that whole brisa there that we said yes, that we said in Raman Aleph, the whole thing is one case. The case of becoming Tamei and the case of leaving Yerushalayim is one case. Maaser Sheni she'ein bo shava pruta. It's not worth a pruta. Shenichnas liYerushalayim. Not or you went to Yerushalayim and it went to Yerushalayim. V'yata and you took it out. Then we say Chizki is din, and then we had a question, right? Then Chizki said his din. Am I? Why is it true that Chizki said his din? Neheder ben Aliyeh v'nechel. Why can't you go back in and eat it? It's like Gemara says, Tadafu machitos, because the walls fell down in the interim, right? Then the Gemara says v'nifrake. And why don't you redeem it anyway? This is the exact same Gemara. Only when they have mechitzos, when there's no mechitzos now, they're gone, it's mutter. So Gemara says, no, it's not true, it's not mutter. Rav is wrong. Lo plug rabbanon. There's no difference. Ihachi ma'ir ye'ein bo shavar pruta. Then why do we have to resort to the fact that it's ein bo shavar pruta? Afilu yesh bo shavar pruta nami. Right? Even if it has a pruta, it's worth it. It's still the same issue. Why? You can't eat it now. The walls fell down. So the Gemara says, "Lo mi boy kamar, lo mi boy yeshbo de kalton le mechitzas." If you have a pruta, it's for sure. I don't have to tell you that. Why? Because you took it in. Avol einbo, but if you don't have a pruta, ema, I might think lo kalton le mechitzas. The mechitzas we're not able to collate it. Why? Because it's a small amount. Kamash malon, we don't say that. The big issue here: what is the reason why you can't eat Ma'aser Sheni if the walls fell down? Is it the walls of the city, or is it related to the Beis HaMikdash? It's an old discussion. Here we're eating the walls. So what? The walls, so what? But they have to have walls. That's such a ma'akev. Still Kedusha. What about the Beis HaMikdash? What about, right, still Kedusha, exactly. What about the Mizbeach, the Beis HaMikdash? So it's a whole discussion. What's going on here? Okay. What? Yeah. It's very, 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 very unusual type of situation to find such a case. Right. Right. Okay, you know what? I'm going to finish the Gemara, and then if we have time, we'll go back and say some lumbus about Pesach.
Right. Destroyed through alien armies or through an actual
earthquake? No, I don't know if that makes a difference. But I think the Matthias was that the Romans came, no?
Yeah. Well, I don't know,
I don't know. Okay, next. Tana Rabbanan. It says in the, we have looked at the Brisa. It says in the Pasuk, Go Yigal Ish Mimaisro. If a person is going to redeem his Miser. So Mimaisro V'lo Kol Miserro. In other words, he's going to redeem his Miser, not all of it. Prat La Miser Sheni, that excludes Miser Sheni, She'en Bo Shavar Pruta. If it doesn't have a Pruta, exactly what Chizkiah said. You cannot redeem Miser Sheni if it doesn't have a Pruta. Which we said that already. Itmar, there's actually a machlokas about what this Bryce just said. Ravami Amar ain bo. Ravami said it doesn't have a pruta. Ravasi Amar ain bechumsho. The chumash is less than a pruta. In other words, your ma'aser sheni is worth four prutas. It's not worth five. Less than four. It's worth less than, it could be three or three. If it's worth three, the fifth of that is not going to be a pruta. That's what he meant to say. Rav Yochanan Amar Ein Bo. Rav Yochanan said, no. The Ma'aser Sheni is not worth a pruta. Rav Shimon ben Lakish Amar Ein Bo Chumsho. The fifth is not worth a pruta. Meisvei, wait a minute. Ma'aser Sheni Shein Bo Shav a pruta. If Ma'aser Sheni is not worth a pruta, Dayo, it's enough. Shiyomar, if you say Hu Bo Chumsho, it and its fifth, Mechul Al Ma'aser Rishonos is Mechul on the old money that I have. It's leftover room in the money. If you say that the fifth is not worth a pruta, that's why I said it's good enough. The Ma'aser Sheni itself is worth a pruta, but given the b'chum shaleka, but since the fifth is not, shaper, that makes sense. Ella leman damer ein bo, but if you hold that the ein bo, that the Ma'aser itself does not have a pruta, my dayo, what do you mean dayo? It's enough if it's not enough. It's not worth a pruta. So the Gemara says, you're right, Kasha, that's a Kasha. Okay? I figured we'll do Michael a favor, we'll do a little more. Iboyelahu, it's a famous question that we have throughout Shas, and we're going to answer it right here. Iboyelahu, Chumsha milagav, does a fifth mean from the inside? Or Chumsha milabar, or does a fifth mean from the outside? In other words, if I have $20, and I'm redeeming $20, do I have to pay 24? That's from the inside? Or 25? Which is really, that's not really a fifth, that's really a quarter. But the Gemara calls it a fifth because in the total sum, there's 25. 5 out of 25 is a fifth. Okay? That's how we paskin. We paskin the second way. Which in America, nobody would call that a fifth. They'd call that a quarter. But the Gemara calls it a fifth because, like I said, from the total sum in the end, it's worth a fifth. So we're going to bring a riot that's true from a story about redeeming ancestral land. The guy doesn't have ancestral land or remember Toshma. We're talking about a Mishnah about being redeeming ancestral land. So Habayilim Omrim, what happened was he lost it, he owed money, he lost his land, now he's trying to get it back. What happened? It went to the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash seized it, and now they're auctioning it off. So Habayilim Omrim, Esrim, the owner of the field, he's trying to get his own field back. He says, I'll pay 20. V'chol Adam v'Esrim. And the other bid also 20. So the Baal will win. Why? Because Habayilim's codeman, the Baal comes first. Why? The nation most even Chomesh. He's adding on a fifth. Why? Because it's his. He's adding on a fifth. The Beis HaMikdash gets more, right? Omar Echad, if some other guy, not the Baal, says, Harayalai Be'esim Ve'echad, I'll pay 21, and we want the owner to have it. Habayil Nosim Esim V'Shesh. The owner's going to give 26. Esim V'Shnayim, 22. Habayil Nosim Esim V'Sheva. The guy's going to give 27. Esim V'Shalosh, 23. Habayil Nosim Esim V'Shmona. He's got to give 28. Esim v'arba, Habayil Nosim Esim v'teisha. He's got to give 29. Esim v'chamesh, 25. Habayil Nosim shloshim. The owner's got to give 30. Why? He's giving 5 more.
Why have to give you 10 cases like this?
I don't know.
Count.
I don't know. Good question. So why? L'fisha ein mosif chomesh al ilu shel zeh. You don't pay a fifth more than what I'm already paying. In other words, he's paying 23. I agreed to pay 23 also. I'll give 5 more. Don't make me pay 5 more than 5 on top of that. That's all the Gemara says. What do you see from here? Shema l'minachum shemilabar. What do you see from here? That the fifth is from the outside. Shamina, you're right.
It's
5 more.
5 more, right.
Right. But when we start off by 20, we said it's a fifth.
Right.
So what do you see? It's right. So it might not be exact, these numbers. These numbers might not be exact. There might be fractions. We're just rounding off. It's the idea. But the idea, what do you get out of this story? That the fifth is on the outside. Because it calls it a fifth, and it's on the outside. Just one quick ha'ara. There's a big machlokes. You know, after Pesach, the Chachamim said that Chometz is Asur. Right? Chometz is Asur after Pesach. Right? Min HaTorah, it's not Asur. It's Gzeirah D'Rabbanan. After Pesach, Chometz is Asur. So, what do you have? A very interesting thing. You have Min HaTorah, it's Mutter. And midrabanan, it becomes usher. Right? The famous concept that, you know what, we'll stop here. If I have a chance, we'll revisit this issue. It's very complicated. I'm not going to finish it in 1 minute. It's about when the derabanans will override davashesh lamatirans of the daraisa. It's very complicated. It has to do with the walls. It has to do with Pesach. But we'll leave it. We'll let it go. Today was actually a very nice daf with Maaser Sheni. Maaser Sheni again is the whole tomorrow's Maaser Sheni, and we pick up back with Hazav on, I believe, Friday. Everyone have a good day.
Kesef.